doing it. I mean, but I felt the guys were coming back together. The guys up front, Kelsey, played well today. Happy to have him there. Just his ability to make the calls and get the guys up front that line. So, I mean, we're working it. You know, each week we're winning games. You know, we lost a tough one last week. We bounced back today. So, I mean, we're playing well.
What was the difference in the second half there? You guys were just gashing them in the third and fourth quarters.
We just stayed with the run. Even the first half, I think I had about 50 yards going to halftime. You know, so getting about four or something to pop, five a pop. We just ran the ball well. I think once we start running it on them, you know, getting it going, it wears the defense down and we can gash them. The guys up front played tremendous, getting to their assignments and block well. Sanchez made some pretty good calls to keep them honest in the box for the most part, you know. But just watching how they play different teams on tape to watch how they play us, everybody plays the run so different, especially when they come play us. So that's nothing new.
So on the 70-yard touchdown drive where it was all runs by you and Chris, how deflating did you sense that was for the Texans?
They just got tired. I mean, we wore them down. That defense is a good defense. I think the special players they have on that defense, they kind of play off just talent, you know, and we just played smash mouth, just ran at them. So I think that's probably the difference in that drive. We just kept going with it.
Can you guys do that more? I mean, with your offense turning the ball over a lot of the
time. Yeah. I feel the same way. We could just gash them.
In the first place going to the second half in the NFC East with the Dallas losing today?
I mean, we can't worry about that. We just got to play every game to win and control what we can control, and that's win games. We'll have our chance with Dallas soon enough.
That's
my guy. What's up, man? What'd you say?
What do defenses do differently against you on
that? They load their box up. You know, sometimes when we have zebra personnel or three wide receivers, they'll line up in their base front. You know, we're on tape. You know, you'll see them match up. Oh, if we got three wide receivers, let's get another D-back in there. You know, and I guess they have to. The first thing you want to do when you come play this offense is take the run away. So
those two long runs you had with Sean on the four-play drive, what went right to make those work?
What was it? It was 98. It was a stretch to the left. I think they actually stunned it wrong. I think they stunned it right, and we came left. A stretch play. The guys up front got onto the backers, and there was so much space out there. Then the second play, I think it was just an inside zone play. We got them. A lot today to help us out was just the tempo. Some of the times, they weren't lined up. They were just getting down. You know, you got guys 350 pounds. It's hard to really just put your hand down and move laterally. So that's one of the things that we do best is play with tempo.
Could you sense that they were wearing down out there? I mean,
yeah, they were tired. And Chip does a great job of showing so much, you know, different looks, different formations, you know, giving so much to prepare for. I mean, you got to do certain things like that when teams come in and try to stop the run and stack the box.
How do you guys deal with
these
injuries now? How do you guys deal with
that's the thing, man. It's tough. Today, I seen Todd went out the game. In the midst of playing, I noticed, look over to the right, and I see he's not even in the game. I'm like, oh, you know, another one. So we can't get a break on the injuries up front, but, I mean, that's part of football. I think the good thing with building a team up is you get enough depth to last the season. With Sanchez, I wasn't really surprised. I mean, he was a top 10 pick, you know, top 10 pick for a reason. He played well with the Jets. I think here we have enough weapons that he can play well. He's not asked to do as much, you know, just manage the game and make the throws. And he's good. Even when he came here, it's hard to look at him as a backup because so much success he's had and experience. So I think today wasn't really something surprising to the team. He just played well, which he does in practice, in the preseason games we had. And every chance he gets, he's always productive. So I think we'll do some damage. If Nick can go, Mark will step in there and he'll do a great job like today. All right, thanks.